quantum leap activation. The question we begin tap into your consciousness with is this: where are you creating from your life? Where do you put the power? In your desires or your limitations? Your current reality or your future desired reality? It's either here or there. It can never be both. So to start, I want to invite you to bring down your barriers. All the walls and barriers, and everything that you put between yourself and the world. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. When we have barriers up, we can receive nothing. What if you were to receive everything without a wall, without a barrier? What we do in life is we put these walls up to never get hurt again. But if we have them up, we cannot receive things like money or love or insights or healing, practically anything. So I'm asking you now to put your barriers down. Throughout all lifetimes, universes, dimensions, and realities, just push them down around you, in front of you, behind you, to the left, to the right. Push them down, down, down. Just envision yourself doing that and say out loud, barriers down. Barriers down. And imagine something in your life that you have barriers on. A person, someone you compare yourself to, someone you love or hate. Putting yourself out there in the world, stepping up as a leader, or your life altogether. Barriers down, barriers down, barriers down. And question to your consciousness. On a scale of 1 to 10, how content are you with your life right now? And another question. As a child, what did you want to become? And how much of that is integrated in your life right now? How do you feel into your life right now? Where is the joy? Where are you celebrating your growth? Where is the pain? What is lacking in your life right now? And as a child, what were your dreams? What still are your dreams? And where did you think that by now you had made it, achieved it? But you have not. and name the one thing that is stopping you to create that life you desire. What is that one thing? And if time and money were no object and you knew you could not fail, what then would you do with your life that you currently are not doing? What would you love to be doing? What would give you joy? And what is your current reality? The truth of where you are right now. What action is the gap between your future dreamed of reality and your current one? What action is the gap inspiring you to take? And this is where creation comes in. The gap between your dreamed of reality and your current reality is where you can bridge it. Because the gap brings up wisdom. The wisdom to take inspired action. So what is that gap for you? And more importantly, how does it feel? And which energy, consciousness, space, miracles, magic, and possibilities can you and your life be? To be totally out of control, out of limitation, out of definition, out of judgment, out of any form, structure, linearity, and out of concentricity for all of eternity. And everything that doesn't allow that, will you please destroy and uncreate this? Right and wrong, good and bad, pop, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. What we are going to do now is take the heaviness of your life out of it, so it can bring you more joy and ease. We're going to clear the limiting beliefs and restraints you have put on yourself, considering your life. And then we are going to expand it beyond what you think and feel is possible. You're going to tap right into the future that is already yours, with total flow and ease. Because ease and flow are choices you can make in any moment. I will make a few statements, after which I will ask you to be prepared to uncreate and destroy them, and I ask you to please say yes out loud if I do. And then I mention a few funny words, right and wrong, good and bad, about all nine shorts, boys and beyond. This is the access consciousness clearing statement. There's a meaning behind these words, but there's no need for you to know them with your rational mind. Just know that it is clearing all your limiting beliefs and self-made constructs of what is possible and what isn't. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Now let's dive some more into the field of unlimited potential and give your life an energetic download. I want you to envision that you take your life in your hands in a big golden ball of light. So take that ball of light in your hands and place your life in it. Everything that you know about your life, just shrink it so that it fits into the ball and place it in front of your heart. Hold it there with your hands. Put everything that your life consists of into the bowl. Because if we're in it, we're often not aware of what really is in there. We're not able to see it for what it is and what it isn't. So shrink your whole life. Place it in the golden bowl, hold it in front of your heart with your hands. And let's ask it some questions. Ask your life right now. Life, what do you need today? And listen. Listen to that quiet inner voice. That is the true you. And let's invite your team. Every human being has an energetic team around them, always. For some people, they work with angels, with guides. Other people have totem animals or other beings or their higher self. Invite your team. And ask them too if they want to be a contribution to this energetic download. And now pull in energy from the highest and greatest source, only the purest of energy, from all the corners of the universe. Let's put it to you. Helpful, beneficial energy. Just ask for energy that is beneficial to your life right now. Pull it from all the corners of the universe. Let it come in through your body via the back of your heart. Via your back to your heart and through your arms and hands into that golden ball that carries your life. Let the energy go through and pull it in and in and pour it into your life, into that golden ball. And let your life receive this energetic download. It's all this caring and nurturing energy that your life so needs. And that you maybe were not even aware of that it did. Let the energy stream. And can you feel that you need all this nurturing, caring, calming energy? That you desire to have it? so that you can grow and expand further and further with all ease, so you can grow and blossom from flow and everything that does not allow you to have this energy, to receive this kind of energy. Will you please uncreate and destroy that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pok pok, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Let all that beautiful nurturing energy stream inside of you. More and more. And just be present with it. While we let it stream, let's invite another very important energy. And I'm going to ask you, have you ever been grateful for your life? And I invite you to be truly grateful. Feel more and more of that energy of gratitude stream into your life, into the golden ball. Let gratitude stream into all parts of your life. Into everything your life is. To all different parts of it. And also to the people in your life. Your family, friends, the teachers of your life lessons, everyone that makes a contribution to your life and that allows for you to even exist. And you know, gratitude is a really generative energy. That's why it's so beneficial. And what would your life want to give to you that you have not been prepared to receive yet? Allow yourself to receive that energy too. And everything in you that does not allow you to create it, to receive that, will you now please uncreate and destroy all of that? Say yes out loud. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And instead of making it hard on yourself with the things you desire, why not just ask for it? Just ask universe, God, whatever you call it, please bring me the things I desire. Bring me those opportunities, possibilities, and situations. And universe, please bring me the people in my life that energetically match with my structure. An energetic match does not mean that we are the same. It means that we are heading in the same direction to grow and expand together. And now let's have a look at what is really possible in your life that you might think is not even possible. or perhaps that you do not even know that it exists. But that would create a totally different reality and future to you. With total ease and joy. I'd really like you to invite you, just by the intention, to open up the space to be in total allowance. Allow your life to be in that space of total allowance too. Allow it to expand. And if you are in this expanding space, this infinite space, you are in a state of quantum allowance. And everywhere where you are not in quantum allowance with your life, will you please uncreate, release, and destroy all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pock pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Look at the ball in your hands again, with your life. Can you see the possibility? Can you feel the potential? Can you truly receive what you haven't been able to see before? Now let your life in your hands expand. Just click on it and let it become enormous. Bigger and bigger and sparkling and beautiful. With all these golden threads of that golden ball. And let it become so big. Golden ball becomes the whole world. Just let it expand. Beyond the room that you are in, the city that you are in, the country that you are in, beyond the world even. Let it become bigger than the universe. Bigger than all the universes behind this universe. Until it becomes so big that it dissolves. And you are floating in the field of pure potentiality. Beyond this realm, in the quantum field. You are floating there in a huge, huge field with nothing but an unlimited, infinite number of uncollapsed realities. Like little dots, softly bubbling in a sea. See it before your eyes and notice what colors do you see. Is it dark or is it light? What does it look like to you? And somewhere in this quantum field of uncollapsed reality, you see one of these tiny dots lighting up. That is your future life, with your future self, the life that you are choosing, that you desire most. It is out there in that infinite field of pure potentiality. It lights up. You will know which one. Just go there, float towards it. Go to it and land on it like it's a little planet. Land and see where you are. What do you see around yourself? You see nature, buildings. What color is the sky? You see hills, water, lands. And now you see your future self. She's standing a bit away from you, not noticing you yet. So you get the chance to observe her. Who are you looking at? Who is your future self? Who is he being? What does your face look like? And hair? What clothes are you wearing? And what are you doing as your future self? Are you creating something, working on things, just enjoying the surroundings? What is he doing? And look further around to see who is around her. You see a house where you live? Are there any people you recognize? New people? What are they doing? Now your future self has recognized you and she's coming towards you. And you walk towards her. How is your reunion? Just experience it. What does he have to say to you? Just listen. Are there any wise, clear words? Or maybe it's images you are receiving. And what feelings arise? Allow the information that wants to come in. And have something to say to your own future self. And as you prepare to go back to your life now, maybe there's some last words that need to be exchanged. And then it's time to say goodbye for now. No, you can always return here. For now, you say your goodbyes and you turn around and you look up at the sky and you again see that field of uncollapsed realities, potential. And suddenly you are in it, slowly drifting back to your body in the here and now. Softly landing back into it. And you become aware, slowly, of your own toes and fingers. Maybe you start wiggling them. You become aware of your breath. Any sounds around you. And breathe in through your nose a couple of times and out through your mouth. And you come back in this here and now. And when you are ready, you open your eyes.